It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, the Forces Station. And there's a new film called Foe, and it's looking at how AI could be used in the future. And with us now is the film's writer, Ian Reid. So, Ian, for those who haven't heard of this film yet, can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, the story is about a rural couple who lead a very quiet existence in an old farmhouse. And that existence is disrupted one night with the arrival of a stranger named Terrence. And he has news for this couple that one of them has been selected to be put on a short list as part of this initiative to potentially be traveling to on a space station for a couple of years. And the story from there basically, you start to realize that there might be a little bit more to the story. And he reveals to the couple that when the husband, Junior, is going to be taken away, that they are going to then bring in a replacement for him to sort of exist in his place while he's away. That's sort of how the story begins.
And this is based on your novel. So how did you come up with the idea for this?
Well, you know, I came up with the idea basically around two things. One was my brother works in the sort of math and space and science field. And so I'd always wanted to use him as a resource to write some kind of story that used space in it. You know, he's often ruined films for me. We'd go see movies about space, and within like 2 or 3 minutes, he's leaning over saying like it would never happen this way. And I think, you know, he could have waited until the end to say that, but you know, he's there as someone I could use. And so I had that in mind. I didn't know what it was going to be. And around the time I started this story, I had been attending an award ceremony for a writer. And when he won his award, he thanked his wife in a way that he said something like, I'd like to thank Jane for always being my support. And, you know, people liked it. But to my ear in that moment, for some reason, it seemed, I just didn't really like it. I thought she's more than just being your support. And I started thinking about relationships and how within relationships, narratives can be written. And so I decided I would start writing about that. And I realized it's a sort of confining relationship. And the opposite of that is space. So I kind of knew this would also become my space story, too.
I've had a sneak peek of the film and I loved it. It really is a different kind of romantic / sci-fi, you know, thriller. But Garth, how did you choose the cast? Because the three actors that you have, they just work so well together.
Yeah, so the first person that I really wanted to cast was Hen. I mean, she is the spiritual totem of the movie, and I love what she represents. You know, she's a character that really appreciates the preciousness of time, and a character who's really searching for agency and wanting to live her life to the fullest, despite the fact that her marriage has kind of decayed over time. So I guess in some ways she needed to feel like the light of the movie in some ways. So look for an actress that had something that emanated that quality. And obviously we found that in Saoirse Ronan. I mean, no matter what character she plays in any movie, her beautiful spirit kind of shines through everything she does. And that was the first port of call. And then we had to go and cast her husband. And that's when I met Paul Mescal, who really was just so passionate about the material and the depths that we go into exploring this relationship and what it means in all the kind of metaphorical ways. So he was very, very compelled. And I guess we were just so lucky that they had this shared heritage with Ireland, because it just brings such an instant believability to this couple on screen who, in our story, get married straight out of school, and they're the only two people they've ever really known, to be honest. And then I guess Terrence was the trickier of all the characters for me, to not kind of fall into that, you know, zone of stereotype or troping. And I guess when we met Aaron Pierre, was kind of struck by someone that just brought such an elegance and a sophistication and like so unpredictable in his choices around playing Terrence. So yeah, really, really happy with the cast and the alchemy and the chemistry that you see on screen.
It works so well. But when you finally realise what's happened, it's actually quite heartbreaking in a way. But how do you both feel about AI now having made this film?
I mean, I think, you know, AI is something that most people are starting to think about a little bit more than ever before. And this has kind of come about, I would say, even more so since we made the film. When I, you know, originally wrote the book, I started writing the book around probably 2015, 2016. So almost a decade ago did the idea first come to me. And at that point, no one really talked about AI at all. So it's really changed drastically in those years. And I think we can pretty easily at this point start to project forward based on what's happened just in the last 12 months, where our relationship with AI is going to change. You know, it's hard to know, but it's certainly going to become part of our lives, I think, in a way that 2 years ago would be kind of hard to imagine. So it was kind of fun to use that as a sort of narrative technique to really get at what the story is about, which is this this young couple and what's happening within their relationship.
Yeah, what I love about the AI in the movie is not only is it a great way to kind of explore the relationship in such an unusual way, which don't want to reveal too much over this conversation. But I guess the other question for me was around ethics and, you know, responsibility in bringing things to life that are sentient, you know, and it's just such an unusual way of looking at it. You know, I guess the movie's really asking us to stop and consider how we live our lives and, you know, really think about the choices we're making in the near future. So, yeah, I found that really kind of moving and fascinating in this film.
I definitely agree that it raises some ethical questions and also just how far AI can take us in the future. What do you both hope the audience are going to take away from the film?
I just love the idea that people can come to a story like this and can interpret aspects of it in their own way. I hope that it starts a discussion, that people reflect on their own life and they think about the relationships that they're in, how they live their life, and what they think happens in the film itself. You know, I think if people see the movie, they have just as much authority as Garth and I do to say what it's about and what happens and what's important in it. So, the idea of questions I really like, and I think the film is really about questions.
I guess for me, I align with Hen, and I really live my life by what she is fighting for. And I guess she's just reminding us to not be asleep at the wheel, not be in these relationships where we end up losing our sense of who we are and identity. And I guess she's just reminding us that, you know, life is short, life is precious, and to make sure that we're honouring that as best we can. And if we do that, the planet will heal, you know, things will change. And I guess that's something that really motivates me about the story.
Well, Ian and Garth, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS, The Forces Station. It's been a pleasure chatting to you about your new film.
BFBS, The Forces Station.